guest is a solid guest sitting down.
Well, we'll do the introduction, but as usual, it's always an interesting time out here with us.
Yeah, good morning, Lagos. How's everybody doing? Hope you guys had a good weekend. If you're just tuning in, this is Business Half Hour, powered, of course, by Naira Metrics, and I partner with me today, Taiwo. How you doing, bro?
I'm fine. Good morning, Lagos.
As we usually do, we like our guests to introduce themselves. So we're not going to break from that. So, good morning. Can you introduce yourself to Lagos?
Good morning, Lagos. Thank you for having me here. I feel so welcome. You guys are awesome. They've rolled out the red carpet for me. My name is Omowale David Ashiru, Country Director of Andela.
Drum roll. You guys heard that. So we've got Andela on the show today. My God, so excited to have you guys here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, thank you for coming. As you mentioned, Andela, is that somebody's name or what is Andela? Can you just tell us a bit about it?
Okay, interesting. First of all, forgive me in advance. I get really excited when I talk about Andela. So, is that someone's name? Actually, Andela was coined from the name Mandela. Okay. So, without the M.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Quality,
freedom, equity, and justice.
So, we align with that. So, I don't know who revealed that to you, but yes, it's part of someone's name. But, you know, what is Andela? Andela is a lot of names. But I think two major things, the way I like to explain it, is two major things that Andela is doing. First of all, Andela is trying to make sure that Africa is put in the center of technology. So, we don't want to just be a recipient of the revolution. We want to be part of contributing to it. And what's the best way to do that? Find young, smart potential in Africa. And what we do is we give them the resources, the right environment to learn. And we develop or do that to literally advance humanity. So we also match this talent to fix that, to fix the global tech talent shortage. So those are two major things that we're doing in Andela.
Okay.
Interesting. I've been to Andela offices before, and I was actually blown away what I saw. And I was just wondering, I mean, how did, especially for those who are, you know, just hearing Andela for the first time, or, you know, in their cars and listening, what's Andela? I'm trying to Google. How did Andela come about, though? What's the idea behind it?
The idea behind Andela is that brilliance is evenly distributed. That's the premise. So brilliance doesn't know gender. It doesn't know geography. Brilliance is evenly distributed. However, opportunity is not. And so you have Nigeria, you have Africa, mm-hmm. with 1.2 billion people, mm-hmm. the largest youth population, brilliant people, potential, right? Relatively unknown, untapped. People don't know this. Meanwhile, just like I said, there's a global tech talent shortage. I'll give an example. I think around the time Andela started, 2014, for every 5 vacancies, software engineering jobs, yeah. there's only one person to fill it in the US, for example.
Wow.
Meanwhile, you have all this potential.
Here in Africa.
Here in Africa. You know. So it was on that premise that Andela was founded.
So would you say Andela is a Nigerian company? Or because, I mean, there's always been that confusion. Like, is it a US company or is it a Nigerian company? Or is it an African company? I mean, where would you put it?
Interesting question. It's a global company, mm-hmm. but 80% of us are in Africa.
Okay.
So not Nigerian. I mean, we're in 4 countries in Africa right now.
Okay.
Nigeria, Uganda, Nairobi, and Rwanda.
Okay, so is it safe to say that Nigeria is the birthplace and Lagos particularly is the birthplace of Andela?
Yes, it's safe to say that. I mean, there's this whole story.
We like to gloat, too. So,
we
like to gloat about this.
I know.
And it's one of the founders from Nigeria.
Not just one. We have 2. So that's what I was going to say. 6 co-founders, different nationalities. We have 2 Nigerians, 1 Cameroonian, 1 Canadian, 2 US.
Okay.
So, you know, so yes. Nigeria de carry last. Exactly. We're really at the heart of it. And yes, the story started from here as well as the US.
Okay. So we've touched on the baby stuff, the generic stuff. Now to the meat of it. Okay. You know, essentially. You recently raised some money, a lot of money. I don't want to calculate the Naira equivalent. So we'll just stick to the dollar. $100 million.
Yes.
In Series D funding. We talked about that sometime last week. What the various types of funding tranches in itself there. And Series D is really for serious people. I mean, they've crossed all the hurdles and at this point, they're just really about to scale in massive proportions. $100 million led by former US VP Al Gore or his company. What do you want to use the funding for? What's it for?
Considering that you guys have raised a whole lot.
Yeah, 80 before now.
Yes.
But before then, what did it take to actually have access to that fund? What exactly did they see in you? He's talked about being serious, being out there.
So, well, a lot. But like you said, and I like to say this, no one would invest $100 million in you if you hadn't done what you said you would do. Mm-hmm. So it's a testament to the hard work that all Andelans have been doing for the past 4 years.
Well, you're making it sound like you're a nationality now, a group of people.
We are a movement. We are changing the world one developer at a time. Andelans. Shout out to all my Andelans.
So what do I need to get, your passport or visa or something?
Yes, and we're very, very, very strict about who we bring in, but you know. So yes, we're talking about what it took. So yes, it's a testament to the work that has been done. It was led, this series, this particular round was led by a company called Generation Investment Management. Like you said, co-founded by Al Gore. They're into sustainability research, and it was led by them. But again, our current investors, most of them joined in this round, back again to the testament and the faith that they have in us. So Generation Investment is into sustainability research, and they believe, amongst other things, two major things, that the future of work is distributed and that there won't be enough software developers to get us to the future that we want in technology, to build products that would advance and change humanity. So these two major things, they believe, align completely with what Andela is doing. Distributed work and developing world-class software developers.
Okay. Okay. So in a nutshell, you're trying to raise more developers.
Well, yes, that's what we're trying to do. World-class software developers. And so far, so in the fellowship, the Andela Fellowship, and I need to, because every time I mention fellowship, people think we are going to church.
No,
so,
this is not church. It's purely fellowship. For the reasons or for the meaning of fellowship, which means coming together to achieve certain
goals. Exactly. So, and it is a 4-year fellowship, so it is, you know, sort of a program.
You were talking about the fellowship. No,
you asked the question I was trying to.
Yes, I was saying that you're investing more.
Yes, more, okay. You're talking about getting more developers. Yes. And so I was saying that the fellowship, I mean, right now we have about 1,100 developers. But again, like I told you, there's so much more to do.
Wow,
we have
1,100 already.
Yes, 1,100. We have like 1 million vacancies in the US alone, 500,000 in Europe and all over the world. So there's still so much more, and there's still more potential, you know, to harness in Nigeria, in Africa. So 1,100 in our fellowship. But another thing that we do is the Andela Learning Community. So not everybody can come physically into the fellowship. Mm-hmm. We have the online community, which also, you know, identifies talent, exposes them to the Andela Learning Science, the mm-hmm. curriculum, mm-hmm. and basically enables them to become developers. Mm-hmm. So till date, we've empowered about 33,000 developers. Mm-hmm. Half of that's all around Africa. At least half of those are Nigerians. Mm-hmm. This year, I know we have a plan to empower at least about 35,000 developers. Hmm. So, but wow. Again, that's a lot. But when you're talking about
Nigeria, 35,000 developers here?
No, this is all over Africa.
All over
but
Africa.
Nigeria, where how many people? Where?
No.
We're the largest country in Africa. The next to us is half our size.
I know.
So, I hear that, but your acceptance rate is ridiculously low. As in, ridiculously low. I didn't want to say the figure, so let it come from your mouth. You still have so much acceptance rate.
Well, it's been about like 0.7 to 1%. And I know people joke it's 0.7 to 1%.
Okay, you know what? Could you just
of the 1%?
Yeah, for the sake of you know, people listening now and I'm wondering, you know, fellowship, Andela Intelligent, Smart Kids, how does the model work? Like, how do you even get in there? And then how does Andela make money? And could you just take maybe our listeners through that so they can actually understand?
Understand that. Okay, so let's start from applying. So anyone really can apply.
Okay.
But we go through a rigorous process. Mm-hmm. We're looking for certain things. Now, it's not just about intelligence, the intelligence that we know about. It's about your willingness to learn, your ability to learn fast. We're looking at grit. We're looking at determination. We're looking at values. Now, the Andela Fellowship itself is, we're trying to raise the next generation of Africa's tech talent, leaders.
Okay.
So in terms of coming to the fellowship, that's why you would have such a small percentage. When you talk about leadership anywhere in the world, it is a smaller percentage, mm-hmm. right? So the process You apply, we have technical assessment, we have interviews, we have an on-site boot camp, a two-week boot camp, where you come again and we're watching different things. So it's much more than just the coding and programming. We're watching all those other soft skills I talked about, your values, how fast you learn. And I like to talk about that because it's not just the basic intelligence. So I give this example. If you came into the bootcamp maybe at a level of 20%, at the end of the bootcamp, you're 70%. Someone else came in at 70% and goes up to 75%, would more likely take the person who went from 20 to 70.
Wow.
Because really, at the heart,
some progression.
Yes, and your technology is like that. Just look at your phones. I mean, models change every day. So you need to be someone who can adapt, someone who can learn fast, someone who can, you know, and who's willing to take feedback, iterate, move on.
I hear you when you say anybody can apply. So Ugo Dre, you can apply.
Are you trying?
I can apply. But here's what I saw on the Andela website, for the fellowship. And it says that anybody can apply, but by stage three.
Mm.
Yes. Do you want to talk about? Boys.
Yes.
No, so by stage three, so which means you need to have a minimum, there's a minimum requirement that you need to have. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you won't scale the other stages. So that's what I read. I don't know whether that's...
It is true. So, if, I mean, for the 1,100 now, we've had over 100,000 applications.
Oh, wow.
But why say anyone can apply is when you apply, yes, you may not get in immediately. And that's okay. You're nearer. Hmm. Now you see what is required. Now that's part of what we even do. There's some people that, you know, go all the way and get to the boot camp. We've identified that there's just some things that they still need. And so we actually do special programs to help them level up so they can try again. Remember, we're looking for people with determination, grit. Most of the things that you get in life, you may not get them the first time. And that shows resilience. That shows someone that's going to change the world. So really, it's still part of the process.
So in a nutshell, right, if I hear you right, so the model is you look for intelligent young Africans with tech skills, leadership skills. So they come into a boot camp. If you're successful at your bootcamp, you enroll into Andela, and then you're an employee of Andela at that point, right?
Sure.
And so by being an employee at Andela, you're exposed to a global market of people looking for software engineers. I mean, is that how it works?
Okay, yes, you're almost right. So when you come into the fellowship, what we do is provide all the resources, the learning materials. We have facilitators, coaches to help you develop. Basically, everything that would be a distraction is taken care of. Okay. You have internet, you have light, you have food, you have where to stay, and you're focused on learning. That potential, you use it to learn. So we have a rigorous process. We have a soft skill program, then we have a simulations program where you're simulating real life, you know, production. Scenarios. Then after that, that's about 3 months, you go into apprenticeships because we believe that you learn by doing. So you're building real products. Products that we use internally, and even right now we're moving externally. So also working with local businesses for our people to do apprenticeships there for free. That's something that we're just doing now. So you go through that apprenticeship again. All of this is about 6 months, and then you're ready to be placed with a partner. We call them partners. You're ready to be placed with a partner. On the partner, at a partner, you're working. You are contributing. You're part of the team of the partner, but you're also learning. Part of why we do that is we're trying to expose you, give experiences. Remember, we're trying to get world-class developers. So that's also, we have an ideal partner profile. So you're part of the partner team. You're contributing. You are earning. Mm-hmm. Earning right here. You don't have to leave your home country.
Point, you're earning already.
You are earning. You've been earning from the day you get into. So we actually, some people joke that we pay people to learn. Mm-hmm. From the day you come in, we're paying, even without you, you know, being on a partner project.
So how do you respond to criticisms that say that you're draining talent from Nigeria?
I think we're going to go on a short break, though.
Okay.
That's what happens when you have an exciting guest.
Cliffhanger.
Even it was big time, my God. All right, Lagos, we're going to go on a short break. If you're just tuning in, we've got country director for Andela in Nigeria. When we're back, we're going to go on a short break. Are we back soon, right, Bukola?
Yes, we are. Definitely don't worry about a thing. Every single thing would be all right. We're here, Classic FM 97.3, playing every song, you know. But at this point in time, it's business half hour. We have an interesting guest in the house. And
yes, Lagos. If you're just tuning in, we've got the country director for Andela, Mrs. Omawale David Ashiru. She's been here with us as a guest on Business Half Hour. We're talking about Andela. I mean, if you've been following the news lately, they just raised $100 million on the back of like several other million dollars that they raised a couple of years ago. And they're doing great things in Nigeria and Africa as a whole. So there's been a few criticisms about Andela. I mean, I've got a few guys, when I said you were coming on the show, like, please ask this question. And they're like, people kind of feel like Andela is basically making the jobs market a bit more expensive. So it's a bit more difficult for some people to afford programmers now. And that's because, you know, when you enroll into Andela, Andela basically hires the most intelligent programmers you can have around. And when you hire them, they become very expensive to use. And so you can't, nobody else can hire them again. And so that means that to grow the local tech market becomes a bit more expensive. So how do you guys, how do you respond to criticisms like that?
Well, okay. I guess there will always be criticisms. One of the things that I should mention is, like I explained, people come into the fellowship. I was just talking about you don't have to know anything before coming into the fellowship. You know, so I think maybe it's a bit erroneous to say that you're taking the ready talent. Part of what we are doing is actually developing talent. We have people in Andela. There's a guy I know, he was an electrician. He wasn't a coder. He hadn't done anything. He's in Andela now. He's a software developer. It is an investment in talent. And you know, a number of the people, even in Andela, are contributing to the ecosystem. There are people that have started initiatives like Teen Code, where they partner with high schools all over Africa, Nigeria, for free, developing the youth, teaching them how to code. So I think if you look at every angle, Andela and Andelans are actually contributing to the ecosystem. You know, in terms of, some people have spoken about funding, you know, Andela is taking all the funding. But really what Andela is doing is actually, Andela and other companies, is putting Nigeria, Africa on the map, putting a spotlight. And actually that's what's attracting people. In 2017 alone, $500 million came into African startups.
Agreed.
So if we didn't have one company, you know, bringing in, the rest of the world wouldn't know that all of this is in Africa. So I actually think it's a good thing. When Mark Zuckerberg came, that brought validation, affirmation, not just to Andela. It brought it to the whole ecosystem, brought it to Nigeria, it brought it to Africa. When somebody who is singularly the most influential person in technology comes somewhere, the whole world is looking. They're like, something.
Why Nigeria?
So that's a good thing. So,
you know, on the back of that, I mean, sort of what Dre said, and I mean, I don't know of any local clientele you have. All your clientele are foreign. You know, so it's that they can't afford your services locally.
Okay. When you say local, we do have African clients and we have had in Nigeria. But remember, this fellowship isn't just about trying to serve clients. That's why we actually call them partners. It's about trying to develop world-class software developers. So wherever our developers are, we're focused on how they're learning. That's why I told you about exposing them, giving them the experiences. The beauty of it is they don't have to leave their home base. Many years ago, to become a world-class anything, you have to travel away from Nigeria and go to some school somewhere. Now we have 1,100 people who didn't leave their homes and can be classified as software developers. Those people are here. Those people are working with the ecosystem in various capacities, whether pro bono or doing initiatives, you know. So the client, and I know that we will get more clients all over the world, but the focus is we want to develop world-class developers. So even abroad, not everybody is our partner. Because we're not just trying to meet a need. It's not just about working or earning money. We're looking at what our developers are getting, the journey they're going through. And the other thing is, I guess people, we need to be patient. We need to be patient. You know, somebody's like going to a school. I mean, we're not a school, but just let me just use that analogy. You enter the university in your first year and then everybody's complaining that you have not contributed anything to the society. You have to finish. You have to, you know, hone on that. And then people start to see the impact.
Yeah, there's a maturity phase. I mean, what I would say is then, so what do you get out of it? I hear you about the emphasis on developing local talent. You know, and I agree, you know, the quality of developers has improved, the quality of their work, and they're learning softer skills, which has always been a problem, you know, in that sense there. But then how do you make money if it's about focusing on the developers and themselves?
So we do make money because we're still meeting a need. Remember what I said about the global tech talent shortage. So it's the partners that we work with. I mean, they like our mission, but let's face it, they're not there for our mission. They need the talent. So we have our developers working with them as part of the team, contributing. And so these partners pay for that. But they're not just, our developers are not just contributing, they're also learning new technologies and all of that. So they do pay. They do pay for that.
So what do you think about, I mean, we're almost, you know, closing that. We have a few minutes, a couple of minutes yet left. What do you think about local tech startup? Like you said, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg coming to Nigeria was some kind of validation for the tech space in Nigeria. We've seen the tech space in Nigeria also blossom. A lot of, you know, money has come in, even despite, you know, the kind of economy we have. So where do you see this local tech spec going? Tyra already alluded to the fact that, look, you probably don't have a lot of clients right now locally, but we do believe that at some point that's probably going to happen. So how do you see this fitting into the entire Andela focus?
I believe technology is and can be our way out. We're already putting Nigeria, Africa on the world's map for good through technology, you know, and that is a fantastic thing. I would say that we also, and maybe this is where we need to be careful, we also need to be willing, not just the players in the ecosystem, but our government. We need, because at the end of the day, infrastructure is key.
Very important.
It is key. And so we must also back this up so that we don't lose out on this opportunity that has already come. You already mentioned so many tech startups, but we need our infrastructure. We need an enabling environment so that we can actually harness that potential that is there.
Talking about that, do you guys face any challenges locally? I mean, like, yeah, because I visited your office sometime last year, and it looked like I was in the U.S. Like, it was as if you guys were getting your internet directly from the U.S. Do you guys, are you insulated from some of the challenges we have here, or how do you guys get around it?
Of course not. We are not. But, you know, that's just the thing about being willing and forging ahead. We can sit down in Nigeria or in Africa and say, you know, things are not working, or we can get up and do what we have to do. You are talking about $100 million and it sounds like a lot, but when you talk about this kind of challenges, then you need money.
You know, we earn in naira, so it's a lot.
it is
a lot.
All right, so one last trick question before, well, okay, Taiwo has another one, but let me ask my one last question. So is Andela making money right now?
So we are not yet profitable.
Okay.
Let me put it that way. We're not yet profitable.
But at least enough to continue to expand.
So we have revenues, but again, revenue is different from profit.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. You're a woman in the tech space.
Yeah.
I saw a stat somewhere that said you have about what? Almost 4 times the average global women ratio. For developers, they're about 26% or so.
About 20 fluctuates.
Okay, so what are you doing to encourage female developers? Is it on the rise? Are you encouraged to continue, or?
We thank you, Taiwo, for asking. I mean, I'm really passionate about this, and I always use every opportunity. To tell the women out there that we need you. And I keep saying it's not just because you're a woman. Diversity is how the world will win. We're trying to build the best products. We're trying to advance humanity. You need every perspective. You need the different lenses. So we need our women. In Andela, we're doing everything that we can. Initiatives. Last year, we had the Women in Tech program where we brought people. I think one of the major things is just, one, creating awareness and then providing models. And that's what I keep on saying. I use myself. I said, if you need inspiration, please just look at me. I don't have a background in engineering, but I'm the country director of an engineering firm that is changing the world. So really anyone can do it. And I say that to our women, because when you're coming to an environment where there's so many men, you know, there's some level of psychological, you know, fear. So I'm just using this to encourage. And that's what Andela is trying to do with every initiative that we can. We're doing that.
All right, Lagos. Oh my God, this has been an interesting one. You've been listening to Business Half Hour, in case you're just tuning in, you missed out. But never mind, there will be a podcast version of this show up on Nairametrics or anywhere you listen to podcasts tomorrow, this time tomorrow. You've been listening to, we've had a special guest, country director for Andela, Mrs. Omowale David Ashuru. Taiwan, I have been grilling her about Andela and a lot of the amazing things they've been doing in the tech space in Nigeria. Remember, we do this every Monday, 8 to 8.30. We always have an amazing guest, people pioneering stuff in either in the tech space or in the SME space in Nigeria. You can always listen to previous podcasts at www.nairametrics.com/podcast. Bukola, that is our show for
It's been an interesting one, and we get to do this again next week. Looking forward to another interesting guest.
Yep. We always deliver.
You too.
Thanks, Ola. Money.